favorite part of the book right in front of me is the disclaimer. Scott, can I read the disclaimer?
Read me the
disclaimer. Reading books on radio is frowned upon, but I just want to start this here.
Okay.
If you are looking to wind down with a bedtime read, you're about to ruin your chances of sleeping soundly. Readers have been known to experience a sharp spike, an exhilaration travel experience without the bill, hair-raising goosebumps, a rush to finish the book in one sitting, ceaseless ranting about what they've learned about how to save money traveling. The book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Russell Hannon joins us now, the author of the book. Russell, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I've got to talk to you about this because I'm sure I am one of everybody that has a little bit of the travel bug at least. Part of the problem is you always say, but now's not the time. So when I get to the Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling part, the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less, part of the thing I've got to ask you is, how do you find time to travel, man?
Well, you know what? There's two variables with travel. One is time. The other one is money. A lot of people feel they can't travel because actually travel is an industry that charges on average 5 times the local cost of living. If you just look at a 3-star hotel compared to a 1-bedroom apartment that rents out down the street, you're paying about 5 times more than the local who lives there by staying in a hotel. So by thinking like a local, there are a lot of strategies and ways you can travel at a fraction of that going rate. Now, the next part is time. Really, really, my focus is to liberate you from a lot of the financial challenges from travel. And then time, it's just a matter of making the most with the time that you do have.
And that's where I love the way that this book is set out, is one of the things that you've actually developed in with this book is making sure that you map out what your dream plan is. Do we do that for all of the trips, or do we do the dream plan for just the one trip, for example, that we have forefront on our mind?
Well, you know what? The most expensive mistake we make as travelers is quite often the first decision you make when planning your trip. It's where and when you decide to go. A lot of people say, I'm basically fixed on this place, that's exactly where I'm going, and that's it. And by having a long-term travel plan and making a list of the top 10 places you want to visit, I recommend pinpointing the one that's least expensive to visit today, the place where we still do have a currency advantage, for example, places where you may have friends or family that you can stay with. They may be in places for a temporary period, so you want to take advantage of those opportunities while you can. And by doing that, you can travel inexpensively now, and you're buying yourself time to find ways to one day visit those more expensive places for less than it would cost to go today.
As we speak with Russell Hannon, Russell Hannon is the author of the book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. What if somebody's got kind of like weird ideas for travel? Like I've always said, my dream travel would be to go to someplace that desolate winter, just to experience what that would be like for a couple of days, and more experience based rather than kind of chill out and relax based. Would the book be able to help us with that?
Well, you know what? A lot of people have this concern when they hear about saving money while traveling. They associate that with having to skimp on what's important to them, and that's really not the case. If you want to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, for example, you can stay there for less than someone down the hall from you in the exact same hotel. So whether you're a 5-star traveler, a backpacker, or anywhere in between, there are proven strategies and ways that you can really whittle down that cost for less than the average person.
So maybe help me out. What's one of the tips that you pass along to somebody to say, you know what, you don't have to, that's just the asking price. Talk to them. How do you do that?
Well, you know what? What I do is I leverage lean principles to travel at a fraction of the going rate. So I leverage the best websites with credit card travel benefits and loyalty programs, best price guarantees and price drop protection, and do that all in the same trip. So some examples, some simple things that people may not be aware of is I have a luggage jacket from jacktogo.com. So I actually bring 2 carry-ons when I fly on the major airlines here, but one of the bags unfolds into a jacket. It's like a big trench coat for men, and there's a poncho-style dress version for women as well, and some are made out of denim and such. So by doing that, I can pretty much bring 2 carry-on bags and get around having to pay those check bag fees. If we go to accommodations, for example, there are a couple websites that the best websites for travel deals. Priceline's Name Your Own Price feature is one of them. The other one is TravelPony.com. But each one has a bit of a catch. TravelPony makes you share your booking information with your social media network to get that rock-bottom rate.
Okay.
And Priceline makes you actually bid what you're willing to pay. And if you bid higher than the Priceline rate that they have, they actually split the difference with hotels. So what you can do is, instead of putting your credit card information in, you actually use a Visa gift card that has a balance below what you're bidding. And that way, if Priceline accepts your bid, it won't be able to charge your credit card, and you can drop your bid until you get the best rock-bottom rate.
You are a clever little SOB, aren't you? Holy smokes, Russell. Russell Hannon joining us. Stop dreaming, start traveling. I really like that tip, man. That's a very clever thing.
Now, that's a loophole. That may not exist forever, but the key thing is there's a few places where I look for loopholes, and then when you do see them, it's important to take advantage of them while you can. So that may not always be there. There's this guy I really like. He's the points guy, and he's really got a lot of people that are always doing research for these sorts of things, and I follow him on Facebook, and every once in a while you'll get some great little insider secrets like that.
Stop dreaming, start traveling, the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less. What's the biggest misnomer that people have that holds them back from traveling, do you think? The one that they always say, I mean, most of us even have a travel spending account that like, I mean, money might not even be the big thing.
Well, you know what? A lot of it is we think that we have to pay the going rate of travel, which really is an industry that is charging significantly more than what you'd have to pay if you looked at inexpensive alternatives. So I think the mistake is we just assume that we have to stay in the run-of-the-mill hotels, and we basically have to pay all the things that we usually do when we do travel. But when we do look at going to places, there's actually five types of free accommodations that people don't consider. Well, one of them is travel hospitalities, like the couch surfings of the world. There's home swapping, like homeexchange.com. That was a website featured in the movie The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. There's house sitting, and pet sitting is really big on this website. And believe it or not, most users of it are actually veterinarians. So if you're in a trusted position, house sitting on a website like trustedhousesitters.com is a viable option. And then we've got voluntourism. For students, I recommend in the summer, you can repair hiking trails in exchange for room and board. And one of them in the United States is AmericanHiking.com.
I think a lot of the problem is a lot of us maybe just don't have time to go through the deep web to figure out kind of where to get the resources on. And that's maybe kind of where the book comes in handy to be able to just help with that.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of work. It can be as simple as I sign up to a few newsletters that every week they send me their top 20 or 25 travel deals. One of them is Sherman'sTravel.com has 3 million subscribers, and every Wednesday they send out their top 25 travel deals that they found on the web. And there's always great stuff with cruises for as low as about $500. Now, this is U.S. dollars, but ultimately you just have to get to the destination and everything's covered. And I'm seeing great deals for Ireland in that newsletter as well.
Well, as far as right now, you had mentioned kind of make sure that when you plan for where the cheap spot is to go. Right now, where are you hearing is kind of the cheap places to travel to?
A lot of people are considering staying in Canada, and by no means is staying in Canada a staycation, because really we're the second largest country in the world,
yeah.
And I know a lot of people who haven't visited the other side of the country, so I'd recommend, if you've never been to the Rockies, to get out there. A lot of people overlook Atlantic Canada. I was in Prince Edward Island a few months ago. Just unbelievable and inexpensive out there. If you are looking to go abroad, for example, if you like the Caribbean and beaches, if you do go a little bit further in Southeast Asia, incredibly inexpensive. I was out there, and a lot of things are about 60 to 70% less expensive than in the Caribbean. Of course, you have to fly out there, but once you're there, you're cutting your costs next to nothing.
That you've really kind of blown my mind away. It's like I said, like most of us would probably, if we were going online shopping, we would just say, all right, I'll go to Expedia. .com or something like that. A lot of us just don't know that there are a plethora of other sources for us to go to. That's kind of incredible. That's probably why even we think we're getting a deal is because we're told it's a deal.
That's right. Well, there's no single website that gives you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that return better prices more often on average than others. And I recommend always having a basket of three websites to run your search through. So that way you've got a bit of comparison. And I recommend hipmunk.com, that's chipmunk without the C, skyscanner.com, and kayak.com. Those are my three favorite ones.
All right. What was that? Hipmunk.com?
Hipmunk, that's chipmunk without the C, and that's my first place for flights. You'll quickly see that you're finding better prices there on average than other websites.
Russell, I love this. Can we talk again, do you think?
Anytime.
All right, man. I really appreciate this, eh?
Pleasure's all mine to
all
be
right.
here.
Russell Hannon, again, we'll send people to the book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. Thanks so much, I guess, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, happy travels.
All right, and to you. Again, the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less. $179 bucks. to Montego Bay in a bed and breakfast.
Oh,
not bad, eh?
That'd be great.
2:55 is the time. We'll get you set for the live drive with Andy Udman next on News Talk 1290.